Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Paul Fowell podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the five skills that you need to succeed in sales. The five skills that you need to succeed in sales. All right. What is a skill by definition? When you hear the word skill, what comes to your mind? It speaks about a competence, isn't it? A skill speaks about expertise, isn't it? And if you break it down to its nuts and bolts, a skill basically means the ability to do something. The ability to do something. That is a skill. Ability to do something. Right? Great. But one characteristic of a skill is that a skill has utility. Let's break it down. A skill has utility. Now, what it means by utility is that a skill is useful to somebody, right? Utility means something is useful to a person. Driving is a skill. Driving a car is a skill. The ability to drive a car is a skill. It's an expertise. Driving has utility. So when I say driving has utility, it means that it can help you move from point A to point B. It can help you accomplish an outcome, isn't it? Right? So cooking is a skill. It is a skill in that the skill of cooking can help you accomplish an outcome. And that outcome could be you not dying of starvation or you being able to feed your family. That is the utility. The second utility of cooking is because you cooked a great meal, it brings unity to your family. So you guys sit together, you have a conversation, it brings a bond together. You get that? So when my wife cooks, especially on Sundays, we eat rice every Sunday in my family, different versions of rice. There's something about Sunday rice. How many of you can testify to that? Sunday rice just hits differently. Can I get a witness? Come on, give me some emojis. We are listening to this on Instagram. Give me some emojis if you believe that Sunday rice hits differently. How many of you believe that? A Sunday rice just hits you differently. It's for some reason, it's just sweeter. All right, great. So that ability to cook unifies the family together. I don't join them in the cooking, so my sons join my wife in the kitchen, so they get to have these conversations. But when we are eating together, it's a whole ball of happiness and joy. So that skill has utility. Great. Now, in sales, there are certain skills that you need, certain expertise that you need to make sales happen. Sales is when somebody buys your product and your service, isn't it? You are giving a customer value for your product and your service. That's sales, right? Great. Now, for sales to take place successfully, there are certain skills that you need. The first skill to me that you need to succeed in sales is the ability to ask questions. It is a skill, the ability to ask questions. There are different types of questions. There are open-ended questions. There are closed-ended questions. There are consequences questions. There are transactional questions. It is a skill. You have to learn it. FBI people, police people, lawyers, and doctors, they are very good at the skill of asking questions, because questions uncover a lot of things. You do get that? The ability to ask the client questions, and also the ability to ask yourself, the seller, questions. You get me, right? Like, what is different about my product and other people's products? Why is my product, why should somebody buy from me and not somebody else? These are powerful questions you need to ask. Great. That is the first skill. Learn to ask questions. How do you do that? Write questions down. That's the first skill. The second skill you need to develop to sell well is the skill of copywriting. It's very important. The skill of copywriting. Not just writing, but copywriting. There is writing that produces money. That type of writing is called copywriting. Some people call it direct response marketing. The ability to write words on paper, on a screen, that somebody can read it and pay for your product and your service. That is one of the most powerful skills you can develop. If you develop copywriting skills, you will not be hungry for the rest of your life. I'm telling you, it's a very powerful skill. The good thing about copywriting skill is that that skill can be scaled. It's very, very scalable. Now think about it. If you sell a physical product, for example, and you get to knock on people's door to sell that product, you get to make sales calls to sell that product, it is a good way to sell the product. I believe it. I mean, I went on door knocking yesterday. Yes. I consult for a company here in England. The product that they sell, they have to knock on people's doors. So I knocked on certain doors yesterday. The other day, I knocked on 30-something doors. It's good. But that strategy, that is a strategy to sell. You see, that strategy, it is not scalable. Sorry, that's a tactic to sell. That tactic is not scalable. Because the question is, how many doors can you really knock before you are tired? I mean, by the time I got home yesterday, I was extremely tired. By the time I got home yesterday, I had dinner. I prayed with my family. Even as I was praying with my family, I was really, really tired. As my children left my room, I just spoke to my wife a little bit, and then I slept because my body was knackered. I'd gone to the gym, I'd come back. Now think about it. If I knocked on 30 doors yesterday and I was tired, but if I wrote an email to 30,000 people, do you think I'll be tired? I will not be tired. Why? Because if I write the email, right, to 30,000 people, I have scaled. That has scaled. It's very scalable because I am reaching out to more people at less time. That is called leverage. Did you get that? That is called leverage. Leverage means you put little to get a lot. So you need to always focus on high leverage activities. Like I'm doing this Instagram live right now. I'm recording the podcast right now. A few of you are watching this right now. There are 20-something people watching me live. And there are going to be thousands of people who watch the replay. There are going to be thousands of people who will listen to the podcast. That is scalable. But how many people can I knock on their doors? So copywriting is a good skill to learn. I'm currently reading a book here called The Hardwick Copywriting Handbook by Joe Sugarman. I ordered the book the other day. The book has arrived. It's a copywriting Bible. You want to read books by Gary Albert. So how do you develop the skill of copywriting? You can do what I do. I do something called copy work. If I see an advertisement in a newspaper, or I see an ad in my Instagram feed or my Twitter feed, whatever, and I like the ad or I like the writing style, I will bring out my pen and I will bring out my notebook, a physical notebook, and I will physically write the advert on the newspaper. I will physically write it in my notebook. I will write it in my notebook so that how do you learn how to sing a song? You sing along with the artist, true of us. Come on now. Watch any musician. How did they learn how to sing a song? They play a certain song, they sing along with the artist, isn't it? Come on now. Don't they do that? They sing along with the artist. That is how they get good at singing. It is in the process of them singing along with their favorite artist, they find their own voice. Do you know that the Beatles was once a cover band? Most big musicians, they were once cover band. They sing along. So why don't you write along your favorite adverts? Now, any advert you see, regularly on your feed, right? Don't dismiss the adverts. Don't always think that they are disturbing you, because you are a marketer, you are a salesperson. The reason why you are listening to me or watching me right now, because you want to get good at persuading. Adverts are expensive. So any ad you see on a regular basis, two things are happening. Number one, that advert must be making money. Or number two, the people have a lot of money to spend on ads. So you want to pay attention to what gets your attention. Did you get that? So copy that. Before I go further, this episode of the Paul Fo podcast was powered by my next webinar called How to Achieve Your Sales Target in 60 Days or Less. I'm doing that webinar on the 17th to the 18th of May 2024. I'm doing it in collaboration with a client of mine who has turned a friend of mine, Dr. Olaide. Dr. Olaide is a very successful real estate professional who has done over 50 billion naira, convert that to dollars and pounds, in real estate transactions in a tough economy like Nigeria. Come and let both of us join our experiences to teach you how to set specific sales goals and how to overcome it. One of the modules in this training is called the mindset module. I will show you exactly how to shift your belief from a limiting belief to a powerful belief using my antonyms system of belief shifting. You want to attend that training. This, if you attend the training, you'll be added to my paid WhatsApp group for free for 1 month. You will get access to my Notion page where I summarize all the books that I read in a year. I read like 40 to 50 books in a year. You get that for free. Lastly, here's something you get. You will get my sales tracker software for free. This is very, very important. Even this alone is enough for you to attend this class. It helps you to track the number of calls you make every single day, the number of outreach you make every single day, so that you can get better at selling. This technology company that I'm working for, they use exactly the same sales tracker that me and my staff developed. Now, to attend that training is not expensive. It's 150,000 naira. That's £93 to attend that training. If you don't have the complete money, we have a payment plan. You can pay three tithes or three installments. Who would like to attend that training right now? Say aye. If you're listening to this on the podcast, the payment link is going to be on the show notes. Click on the link on the show notes for details. If you're watching me on Instagram, the payment link is going to be on my Instagram bio. You can click on my Instagram bio to register for that training. If you want to go on the payment plan, send me a DM on Instagram and say, "Coach, I'm going to go on the payment plan," and we can work that out for you. All right? Okay. Somebody says, yes, so click on the link on my Instagram bio if you want to really come for that webinar. I mean, if you are running a business and you don't come for that webinar, I don't know what I'm going to do to you. So that's the second skill. The third skill that you've got to develop as a salesperson is the ability to talk. The ability to talk. You see, there's the ability to ask questions. There's the ability to communicate. Now, you need to understand that sales is an act. When you are selling, right, you are actually acting. Let me tell you the truth. So, and when you are acting, you should work on your voice, the modulation of your voice. Sales is acting. When you ask a client like, so help me understand, what is not having an insurance policy costing you? Or you can ask, what is not having an insurance policy costing you? Do they sound alike? Do they sound alike? So help me understand this wedding gown that you want to buy. What is your vision for your wedding day? Tell me about it. Or what is your vision for your wedding day? Tell me about it. Do they sound alike? They don't sound alike, isn't it? So sales is acting. When I'm selling, I am acting a role. If sales is acting, you are playing a role. Your job is to act that role. Now, when you're playing a role, there is a communication style for that role. When you are a father, there is a way you communicate. When you are a lover, there is a way you communicate. The way I communicate with my wife is not the way I communicate with my children, because sales is acting. Did you get that? So learn communication skills. That's the third skill, right? The fourth skill that you must learn if you want to succeed in 21st century world Salesforce is the ability to distribute content. The distribution of content. The distribution of products and services. I think it was Peter Thiel that said that no matter how great your product is, if you cannot distribute it well, the guy that can distribute it better than you will win you. So your distribution skill is critically important. The last skill that you've got to learn in sales is the skill of being teachable, receiving knowledge from other people. You see, if you are not teachable, you cannot grow. If you are not teachable, you cannot practice. All right. This is the reason why it is important that you have all of those things together. So for those of you listening to this on the podcast, I hope you enjoy this. Click on the link on the show notes. Register for how to set and achieve your sales target and the show notes. And I'll talk to you guys soon. For those of you on Instagram, stay there. I am still talking to you.